I know you've worked with New Japan before, but how did you get, you know, involved in this endeavor with Access TV?
Well, in I think it was in November that Mauro Ranallo was negotiating with WWE, and then they consummated their deal. At that time, Access approached my business manager and wanted to know if I would be interested in that opportunity, and we were. That's kind of what we that's how that worked. And they approached us. We were a willing negotiate. You know, we were willing to work with them, and excited about the opportunity, to be honest with you. So, so Mauro going to WWE opened the door for me to go to Access TV, and it was an opportunity that, as a longtime broadcaster and a fan of pro wrestling, that I really embraced, because I really enjoy the style of the New Japan product, which is totally, in my opinion, totally unlike what you normally see on the regular fare of North American televised pro wrestling.
I'm very, very happy that you mentioned the difference in style. Can we just talk a little bit about strong style and just how New Japan is a different promotion entirely?
Sure. The strong style term is somewhat of a trendy term. It essentially means that the performers, athletes, are more physical than many of their counterparts in other promotions. They do things that are more logical. They do things that make sense. They tell very compelling physical stories in the ring. They really approach their product like it is a mainstream sport, and that's how we plan on broadcasting it. We're not going to deviate from what you're seeing on the screen, and we're going to underscore the physicality. It's not canned or faux physicality. I mean, these guys are actually, being very aggressive in their execution of what they do in the show business art form of pro wrestling. So it's a different style than we see a lot in the States. And I think people are going to respond to it, the message, very well. And the first show that we did was, had two matches on it. So you have time for the matches to evolve, to tell a good story. It gives the broadcasters an opportunity to really let the audience suspend their disbelief, mm-hmm. and get wrapped up in the athletic aspects of the show, which still has sizzle and drama and, all that. But still, it's all about, to me, the in-ring presentation being unique and almost a throwback to days gone by.
Do you think it helps, considering, how physical the action is, to have someone like Josh Barnett with you calling the action, someone that kind of understands how a lot of that stuff works?
Oh, absolutely. Josh is a highly trained pro wrestler, in addition to being the youngest UFC heavyweight champion of all time. So, absolutely, he's a very, very intelligent. He understands the Japanese culture. He wrestled in that environment. Pardon me. So,
okay.
He's a perfect color analyst for us to have beside us for these shows, without question.